The Small Business Administration is taking action to address long-standing personnel management issues. Among the things it's doing is reminding employees of their rights under the Whistleblower Protection Law. SBA detailed its plans in response to a letter from Senator Olympia Snowe. The Maine Republican called for SBA Administrator Karen Mills to correct the problems that were detailed in Federal News Radio's Jason Miller's special investigative series, Discouraged and Disrespected at SBA. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us right now to talk about this latest development following that series. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
So start by reminding us of what you found in that report, which, by the way, is still available at federalnewsradio.com.
Absolutely. Now, we did this back in February. This was part of a nine-month investigation where I looked at allegations from four senior, longtime federal employees from the SBA around systemic breakdown, basically, of SBA personnel management, according to what their allegations say. This is Carlos Saunders, Diane Sellers, Stevie Gray, and Ethel Matthews, and they all, in one way or another, are alleging whistleblower protection, whistleblower, what they call retaliation, HR fraud, contracting fraud, and overall just the bad treatment from SBA management that's been going on, in some cases, in Carla Saunders' case, for more than 3 years. She says, and we use this during the series, she was what they call turkey farmed. And everyone kind of scratched their head when they heard that phrase. And the idea here is she was put in positions where there was no meaningful work, she says. She says there was she had no qualifications for that job, and she felt like that's because she testified or she talked on behalf of a federal employee, one of her coworkers at SBA, against management. Diane Sellers, for instance, she said there's HR fraud and stuff that she's taken part in, creating fake or bogus position descriptions. Others allege also whistleblower retaliation around contracting around the Recovery Act. So this was all part of an investigation that we've worked on for quite a while. And in fact, since my series came out in February, Saunders filed a lawsuit against SBA in federal court, trying to get SBA to meet what she calls some of the requirements under the special counsel's recommendations to put her back in her position, not just by title, but budget, staffing, all the pieces that come play into that.
So you've gotten a lot of feedback. You've gotten a lot of response from both sides of this. And your story prompted a letter to SBA from Senator Snowe. So tell us about that letter and what happens next.
Well, she sent that letter early March, and in fact, SBA responded just in April, so about a month in between there. And we have a link on federalnewsradio.com to both the story and SBA's response. But basically, Senator Snowe said, ask Administrator Karen Mills to do a couple things. Aggressively work with the Inspector General at SBA to come up with a plan and immediately implement that plan to fix many of the HR challenges detailed in my report. She wanted specific, measurable objectives and deadlines. Snowe says SBA should use this opportunity, not just for my story, but just the idea of looking at personnel issues more generally, to address the way it deals with human capital management agency-wide. Now, obviously, Senator Snowe wrote that the part of SBA's mission, it cannot be fulfilled if their employees feel what the Sheik says, disenfranchised, retaliated upon, or unable to perform the functions for which they've been assigned. Now, she fully admits that obviously my story was what my story was, and she's not taking a side saying, you know, Federal News Radio was correct or incorrect. But the point is, she felt compelled to say, SBA, there's some problems, obviously, that you can fix. And that's where the letter started to come from.
And we're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. So the senator sent that letter to SBA, and what was SBA's response to the senator?
Karen Mills, the SBA administrator, detailed in a 13-page letter about 4 pages worth of actual steps they're going to take, and about 8 pages or so, or 9 pages of their human capital initiatives that they're already ongoing. But some of the steps that they're going to take are, for instance, conducting an agency-wide review of all employees' meaningful roles, objectives tied to SBA's fundamental goals, comprehensive training and best practices for goal setting, employee communication, performance management, identifying and implementing targeted, meaningful training to provide better service, oversight, small business support across agency programs, engaging in mediation and resolution when there are personnel disputes, and looking for creative solutions when disputes can't be fixed, meaning that they're longstanding and we just have two loggerheads.
Well, did she specifically address what you had found in the report in writing to the senator?
She said in her letter back was because of some personnel issues, because of privacy issues, she would not address the specific findings of my investigation. Now, I did reach out to SBA and say, hey, I'm open for Administrator Mills to come on and talk about these changes, to talk about her plans. I've reached out several times to give her a voice, and each time they've declined, saying we're going to let our comments speak for themselves, that they emailed me for the story, or to let the response to Senator Snow speak for itself.
What about the issue of this being two different administrations and different people being in charge at different times? And some of these allegations happened during a different era. Does that even hold water at this point?
It does, and Senator Snow points that out in the letter, saying, listen, she realizes that this is maybe not all your fault, per se, but it does fall on your shoulders to fix the problems. If you know, basically, Senator Snow is saying in her letter, if you know there are problems that have existed for a long time, you need to fix it. We can't have distractions. We can't have ongoing problems that are just being, and I don't think she did not use the word ignored, but let me use the word ignored, or at least pushed to the corner or looked over for other bigger priorities. She said, the people are it. And I think you can hear that across every agency. If you don't have the right people, if they're not felt like, if they don't feel good about what they're doing, then your agency's mission is going to suffer.
And sometimes these personnel problems that have carried over do fall on new people. I think the example of Adair Martinez at the
VA.
At VA, who was fired by the incoming CIO based on allegations that happened before his time, and yet she was reinstated. And so it raises the question of what kind of facts are available to the new people coming in, and do they have the time and resources to do the right kind of investigation?
I think that's part of it, and also the other piece of it is, at least the sources I'm talking to, you know, Carla Saunders and Diane Sellers and Ethel Matthews, believe that fine, you know, a lot of this could have happened under the last administration, but it's also, this is continuing under this administration, they believe, and they allege that things aren't getting better, and in many cases, they are getting worse. And from this story, I received probably 8, 10, maybe even 12 emails from current and former SBA officials, employees, and we've gotten comments on our website that said, yeah, SBA has some serious problems. Now, of course, I fully admit that when you write these types of stories, you're going to get the people who are most affected, who have the biggest kind of axe to grind. But the fact is, when you get this kind of reaction, you know there's something more going on. And I think Senator Snow recognizes that there are issues, not just at SBA, but every agency, but since she's the ranking member of this Small Business and Entrepreneurship Committee in the Senate, she has a oversight responsibility to say, hey, SBA, this seems to be a systemic issue. Let's fix it.
So what happens now?
Well, I guess we wait to see how they implement these recommendations that they put to Senator Snow. It's interesting, though, that they did say they'll work with the IG on a number of different areas, including raising awareness around reporting fraud and whistleblower protections and procedures. But then they do give some specific deadlines. In the next 45 days, they'll do something. By the mid-May, they'll do something. So I think what Senator Snow is, and I got an email comment from her after she has read the SBA's reaction plans, is, you know, I'm going to continue to monitor this. This is very important. This is key. SBA plays such a big role. And, you know, she wants to see things, you know, kind of improve. So I think we're kind of at a wait and see point. Now, as for some of my sources, Carla Saunders, Diane Sellers, for instance, Carla is still pursuing her lawsuit in federal court against SBA to really feel like get back what she lost in terms of her credibility, her ability to do good work for the federal government in her eyes. Obviously, SBA, again, not commenting because it's now a legal issue. We know the government doesn't comment on legal issues, but also it's a personnel issue. And again, out of respect for the privacy of the personnel, SBA has declined to comment.